ESPN Radio Superstation presents High School Basketball.
Schuster will throw it in. Up top to Burr. Over to Tanker. Ryan, who can hit some threes. Pick and roll. Gallagher's wide open. The layup's his easiest one of the night.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. High School Basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Right side three on the way. Jurachik, it's all the way around and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Schwartz. Outlet pass to Koster for the dunk to put the cherry on top.
Six programs will hoist the state championship trophy today, and you can hear every game on your ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown the next state champion, but first is the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln right after this word with New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon once again, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. It is time for our third championship game of this 2018 Boys State High School Basketball Tournament. And we move into Class B, where the top two seeds are set to battle. The number one seed, 26-1, York Dukes. The number two seed, the 25-3, Omaha Scott Catholic Skyhawks. With our producer-engineer back at the studios, glad to have you along with us, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda, ready for today's championship action. We've already had two champions so far today in two totally different ball games. Class C1 went into overtime today, where it was Wahoo rallying from 11 down in the third quarter to defeat Winnebago 70-66 to take home the state championship. And then in the game that just concluded in D1, one of the lowest scoring games in tournament history, Lord Central Catholic just shut down Kennesaw. Kennesaw shut down Lord Central Catholic, but Lord's got off to a quicker start and won the ball game 32-25. Kennesaw was 1 of 20 from three-point land against that extended zone that had a 6'8", 6'6 post. And then they also were just 20% from the field, while Lord Central Catholic was 29%, but still won the game in Kennesaw's first state appearance, state final appearance in modern history. And Lord Central Catholic now has won three consecutive D1 titles. Well, of course, at York, things have turned around here in the last few years, and they are coming off the Class B State Football Championship, and now they're trying to go the double-double and bring home the Class B State Basketball Championship. This is York's 41st appearance here at the state tournament, but they have not had a whole lot of success at state. They were the runner-up back in 1991. When they were here in 2014, they lost in double overtime. And then they lost to Elkhorn South in the third and fourth place game after beating Pius in the opening round. That was a couple of wins they had back in 90 and 91 against Ogallala, but just not a lot of success over the years as they took a long break from 64 to 85. They made it 85 and 86, 90 and 91. Then they didn't come back again until 2004. We will take a look at the starting lineup for today's game between Scott and York right after this.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Now the starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Omaha Scott, number 5 is a 6'1" senior, Jackson Gordon. He averages 7.5 points and 3 rebounds a game. Number 10 is a 6'3" sophomore, Tyson Gordon. He averages 10.5 points and 3.5 rebounds. Number 12 is 5'11" junior, Jacob Kudrin. Kudrin averages 7.5 points and 2.5 rebounds. The team's leading scorer is number 20, 6'3" senior, Austin Ash, 13 points, 4 boards. And number 55, 6'6" junior, T.J. Skradsky, averages 9 points and 6 rebounds a game. The head coach is Kyle Juergens. Omaha Scott defeated Ralston and Omaha Roncalli in the districts, and then or sub-districts as they are now in B, and then Alliance in the district final. Here at the state tournament, Scott has had it easy. They beat Roncalli 62-36, and they beat Gretna 57-47 in a game they jumped out to real early. This is their 11th trip to state. This is their 5th trip to the state final. They are 3-1 in state finals, winning it in 06, 07, and 14. They were the runner-up in 2010. Now for the York Dukes. Number 11 is a 5'10 junior, Jeb Lucas. He averages 6 points and 2.5 rebounds. Number 15, a 6'4 junior, Reed Hoffman, 7.5 points, 4 rebounds. Number 24, 6'3 junior, Brady Danielson, 16 points, 5 rebounds. Of course, the brother of Ty Danielson, who went on to UNK. Number 34, 6'4" senior, Tyler Cast. He averages just under 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And number 35, 6'3 junior, Garrett Snodgrass, will commit to the Nebraska football program. Averages 9.5 points and 4 rebounds a game. The head coach of the York Dukes is Scott Lamberty. They defeated Panola Northwest and Aurora in the sub-districts, Holdridge in the district finals. Here at state, they had to survive a double overtime game against the 8th seed Crete, 69-67. And then yesterday beat Bennington 52-45. There is no doubt York has had to play more hard minutes in the first 2 days of the state tournament than Omaha Scott has. We'll see if that comes into play as this game progresses. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll tip off our championship game between York and Scott in a minute.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com. Experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center specialize in you.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to go. Omaha Scott, the black uniforms with the green trim from right to left. The home white with the black and gold trim for the York Dukes. They go from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. T.J. Skradsky will be jumping center here for Omaha Scott. Garrett Snodgrass for York. And we are ready to get this state championship game underway. Scott and York have had so many battles on the football field, and now here they are on the basketball court, so they should be familiar with each other. York fans on the far side, Scott behind us, and Scott wins the opening tip. They'll move the basketball into the hands of Kudrin. York comes out and faces him in a man-to-man. Between the circles will be Tyson Gordon, Tyson and Jackson. Tyson, the younger of the two, off a ball screen. They'll get it to Kudrin. Three-pointer is good. It's hard to get around T.J. Skradsky. He's a big old screen. And Scott will hit the first bucket of the ball game and go up 3-0. York has the ball on the wing to the left side. Will be Danielson. He'll get it to Hoffman. Back up top, they'll go to Lucas. Everybody touches it here. Snodgrass working the post down on Skradsky, getting bumped around on the double team in this man-to-man. Popping out, Snodgrass takes it, goes back out top. Good defense here by Scott on the opening possession. Lucas starts to drive, cut off there. First meeting of the year between these teams in basketball. Now a cutter down the middle, switching hands with the left hand. Danielson, no good. Snodgrass put back is good. Rebound and stick back for young Garrett Snodgrass. And it is 3-2. Omaha Scott with the lead. Each team scoring on their opening possession. It took about a minute 10 to get through it. Here's another three-pointer on the way, and Kudrin hits them both. Quick start here for Kudrin, and it's 6-2 Omaha Scott. And he just made more threes than Kennesaw did in their entire game today in the first minute and a half. And as we come the other way, we're going to get a little blocking foul. Driving in, kind of losing his balance there, looked like was Lucas. But we're going to get the first foul of the game here. Calling on Omaha Scott, and this will be on Tyson Gordon. And it'll be York ball underneath their own hoop. They'll square the lane off a couple of picks. They try to get it back inside to Danielson. Danielson dribbles to the top of the circle. A screen three is off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down. Scott wants to run. Scott on the right wing with it. It's going to be Gordon. Jackson gets into the paint. Turns, kicks it back out to the trailer. Tyson. Tyson runs into a defender. Loses the ball. It's out of bounds off York. Another opportunity here for the Skyhawks. Always a good battle. York losing the last time they were here 2 years ago in the first round to Gretna. So just glad to be back here at the state tournament. Off a ball screen, moving the ball to the right is Austin Ash. Ash gets it inside, shot no good, gets it back. Ash needs some help, throws it back out on the wing. Here's another three, Kudrin, but he missed that one after hitting the first two. And Danielson will go up and pull down a rebound here for the Dukes. Brady will push it up the floor. Brady to the left elbow, back out on the wing, they'll go to Cass. Tyler to the top of the circle to Lucas. Lucas drives into the paint, 360 left-hand spin move, no good. Rebound brought down by Skradsky. He'll find Gordon. Tyson will push it up the floor. Little stutter dribble comes into the paint, cut off by Snodgrass. Out to Kudrin, now a three-pointer on the way by Ash. It's no good. Rebound grabbed by Lucas. Pretty good flow to the ball game in the first 2.5 minutes. Scott 6, York 2. Danielson gets by the defender, kicks it into the corner to Cass. Down on the block, here's a left-handed hook shot up and in by Snodgrass. And it is 6-4. Snodgrass hits both of the buckets here. So you've got Kudrin with two threes for Scott, and you've got a couple of buckets here now in the ball game for Snodgrass. We've also got the consolation game going on at this time in Class D1 between Heartland and Johnson Brock. We'll give you an update on that here momentarily. Driving in, we're going to get a reach-in foul called on York as Tyson Gordon took it to the hoop. Might be before the shot, though. And it's going to be on Brady Danielson. First foul of the game, as we said, on York. They'll say it is before the shot. And over there in D1, by the way, in the consolation game, it is Johnson Brock 25, Heartland 9 in the second quarter. Earlier today, BRLD, a winner over UTAN, and Lincoln Christian over Broken Bow. Dribbling, Kudrin trying to get loose. 5 second count should be on. Then he ends up dribbling it off his leg, almost over and back. Then his bounce pass hit the sideline out of bounds. Right in front of us. Great defense there by the Dukes, and they forced the turnover. So we are using some defense. They can score a lot of points, but they're a little bit more defensive than what we'll see from Omaha Scott. Scott averages just a little bit more on the season. Snodgrass pops out top to take it over to Cast. Off a couple of screens, they get it to Danielson. Brady back over to Cast. Left-hand corner, they'll go to Reed Hoffman. Hoffman ball fake. Kudrin bouncing off of him. Draws the double. Reverse it right side. Cast wide open corner three. It's just off the heel. No good. Backside rebound to Tyson Gordon. Gordon sprints up the floor. 2-on-4. Takes it in and around. Cast up and in, and they call the foul. Not much contact there at all. That's just a good move. And it's 8-4. Scott with the lead. Chance at a three-point play here for Tyson Gordon. And a chance at that three-point play after getting the foul call there on Tyler Cast, his first. So the free throw now on the way. And it is in and out, no good, so can't complete it. And Danielson will grab the rebound here. Brady clears everybody out, brings it up himself. With 4:10 to go here in the first quarter, 8-4 Scott. Danielson on the left wing. Back up top, Snodgrass. Right side, weak side. They'll get into the hands of Hoffman. Down on the baseline, Danielson trying to create something. Back cut. There's a nice feed inside with the shot. Partially blocked in there by Kudrin on Hoffman's attempt. Well ran play, but York was unable to finish on that one. And the ball comes back over to Scott. They get it inside Skradsky. No good, but a tip on the follow is up and in by Gordon. Gordon did a good job getting in there and tapping it back up and in. 10-4 now. Scott up by 6. Snodgrass, the only two buckets Danielson has not been able to get going here so far for the Dukes. Snodgrass at the top of the key. York, two of their first seven. Here's a three-pointer. Cass tries again, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by the Skyhawks. It's Tyson Gordon. Runs to the other end, then wanted to dish it out to Skransky, but there was nobody there. Kind of changed his mind at the last moment and throws it away. Turnover, and that'll bring us to our first timeout of the game. Television timeout with 3:18 remaining in the first quarter. Omaha Scott 10, York 4. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
State High School Basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. The third of six championship games today here at the Devaney Center, at Pinnacle Bank. Semifinals yesterday for some teams over at the Devaney. Your score, Scott 10 and York 4. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, glad to be along with you. Wahoo beating Winnebago 70-66 in overtime. Lords Central Catholic three-peats by beating Kennesaw 32-25 in the D1 final. At 4:30, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Ponca. And we'll also air that on the breeze, 94.5. York has brought Bryce Danielson into the ball game. He and Brady are both on the floor now. Snodgrass into the left-hand corner. Nick Westcamp is also checked in. Kick it on the right wing to Cass. A little bit taller lineup, it looks like, here for York. Danielson for three, and it's good. Brady Danielson hits the first three-point bucket of the game for York, and it is 10-7 now, cutting that lead in half with the three-pointer. Scott with a basketball, went for the steal. Cass couldn't get it. That is going to leave Ash open. He'll dish it to Gordon. Gordon in the lane over Snodgrass, no good. Going to be hard to run through or around Snodgrass, and Danielson will bring the basketball up the floor. Took a funny hop on him, but I think he kept his hand on top of the ball, so no palming. Over on the wing to Danielson, Bryce to Snodgrass, to Brady. Brady off the ball screen, a little too far away to pull the trigger this time. They want to set the play up here as Westcamp is posted up. Danielson drives, blocked from behind and out of bounds. It was blocked out of bounds and hit behind the standard. I don't know what the officials are discussing. They're just trying to discuss if he had lost it or if it had been blocked out of his hands. And it was blocked out of his hands by Austin Ash. Into the ball game for Scott. Andrew Merfeld, a 5'10 sophomore, averages about 4 points a game. Here's a three-pointer on the right wing that's no good. And pulled down by Scott again off the miss from Nick Westcamp. Up the floor, Gordon. Man, he can slash all the way to the rack and in. Tyson Gordon, the sophomore, with a nice move to the hoop. He averages 10.5, and he's got six already here in the first quarter. So he's got six, and then you've got Kudrin with a couple of threes. He's got the other six, and Scott's up 12-7, a minute 45 to go here in quarter number one. Hope everybody's having fun. If you're on your way to Fauner Park today, have a great day over at Fauner. Husker baseball being played today. The Lopers playing at home. Hockey tonight, home against Team USA on the breeze, 94.5. Up top, Snodgrass for three. It's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down at the top of the key by Scott's Austin Ash. Then, of course, Hastings College women's basketball tonight at 8 o'clock in the national quarterfinals, 12:30 a.m. KHAS against St. Xavier. Top of the circle with it is Tyson Gordon. Gets it down to Skurdsky. TJ with the reverse layup set on the rim, wouldn't go. And then on the follow, we've got a foul. A couple of players end up on the ground. I'm not sure it's on Skurdsky. It might be on Andrew Merfeld crashing down there. And that is where it goes. So it'll be his first. Team fouls now even at two apiece. Scott 12, York 7. 1:08 to go first quarter here in the Class B state championship game. Danielson not in any hurry to bring the ball up the floor here. So Brady, after stroking the three, hoping that he can get another shot away here. They double him. They don't want him shooting the ball. Skip it over to Westcamp, left side of the key. Dumps it into Snodgrass. Makes a move. Little one-hand leaner. That one won't go. And a foul called on York, trying to get the rebound that Tyson Gordon grabbed. Into the ball game is Sam Odie. Of course, Simon Odie is also an outstanding football player going on to the next level. With just a lot of really good athletes here for the Dukes. Of course, Scott as well. Into the ball game is Wyatt Cast now for York. So Coach Lamberty has already went deep a couple of times here. And the Skyhawks will bring it up with 45 seconds to go in quarter number one and a 12-7 lead. Let's see if they milk the clock here. Grant Bertucci has also checked into the ball game. He'll give it off to Tyson Gordon. And it looks like they do want to milk it here for the last shot. Taking a look. Driving Gordon. Now he'll kick it back out. And the three-pointer on the way. Bertucci off the front of the iron. No good. Brady Danielson gets the rebound. And then he is fouled trying to come up the floor here by Andrew Merfeld. That'll be his second. And York will get another opportunity. So they'll bring Jeb Lucas back into the basketball game. And waiting for these subs to get settled in. And we're ready to go. York will push the ball up the floor with 15 seconds to go. Working. Lucas looking for a ball screen. Gets it with seven. Carried the basketball. It took a bad hop on him. They were trying to set up Danielson for the three. He peeked over and lost where the ball was. 6 seconds to go. Rematch of the state football final. We mentioned that a couple of times, but York just blasted Scott this time around 31-0 to win the state championship here. 5 seconds, they'll put it in Gordon's hand. Gordon off the ball screen, comes all the way to the corner, dishes it off. That shot did not get off before the horn. They made it, but wave off the make by Ryan McCormick. And we're at the end of one quarter of play in the Class B state championship game. Omaha Scott 12, York 7 on ESPN Radio.
I'm from Hastings, Nebraska. I've been here several generations. My grandmother was the youngest of 11, and she was the first of those 11 here at Mary Lanning. Both of my parents were born at Mary Lanning, as was my brother and I. So, yeah, Mary Lanning's always been very important to our family. I went off to medical school, and I discovered my passion for surgery. And when a couple of the surgeons here in town retired, I was able to come home and bring my family. I've always loved Hastings. These are the people that helped raise me as a small community. It's your family, it's your friends, it's your neighbors. And having such supportive people around you just makes your life more meaningful. I'm very proud to be able to take care of people here.
I'm Shelley Ferris, General Surgeon with Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
And welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here at Pinnacle Bank Arena for the Class B State Championship Boys game. And Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Score update in consolation action. The third-place game in D1 is at halftime. Johnson Brock 31 and Heartland 21. Here we're ready to start the second quarter of play. And it is Omaha Scott 12, York 7. York will get the ball to start the second quarter. Scott was 5 of 12 for 41%. York was 3 of 13 for 23%. And they're going to travel a little stutter step. Reed Hoffman trying to get by his man with the basketball travels. Other numbers from that first quarter of play. York had 8 rebounds, 10 for Omaha Scott. 6 points for Kudrin on 2 threes and 6 points for Tyson Gordon. On three two-pointers. Garrett Snodgrass had 4 points, and Brady Danielson hit a three, and that's it for York in the first quarter of play. 12-7, Scott, and they have the ball here. They had jumped out to the 6-0 lead on those back-to-back threes. Over on the right wing with it, nothing. Scott being a little more patient here against the York man-to-man, trying to find T.J. Skradsky on the post against Snodgrass. Instead, they kick it back out top. Bertucci over on the right-hand corner gets it to Tyson Gordon. Back up top to Jackson Gordon. Ball knocked away. Danielson got a hand on it, and everybody flies after it. Steal made. Danielson up ahead to Cass to the trailer. Hoffman takes it in and missed the layup. Skradsky gets the rebound here for Omaha Scott. And then a foul is going to be called on York as they battle for the loose ball. That's going to go on Reed Hoffman. How many times do you see it? You can't finish offensively. Then when you try to get the board, you get caught up and commit the foul, either trying to get the rebound or poke it away. And that'll be the first foul on Hoffman. Four fouls on York, three on Scud. A minute gone here in quarter number two. Our score remains 12-7. Omaha Scott now has went 3 minutes without scoring a bucket. York has went 4 minutes without scoring a bucket. Kind of a carryover from the D1 game. Into Skradsky. Danielson doubles down, and a ball is knocked off his foot and out of bounds. He was so worried about working on Snodgrass when he got the ball that he wasn't even paying attention. His head was down, trying to dribble and back in, and Brady Danielson made a really nice play there and knocked it away. I'm sure that's not going to happen the next time Skradsky has the ball. He'll know to keep an eye out for the double down. Here's Cass with it. Tyler over on the left wing. Back up top, Snodgrass. Garrett holds it and returns it to Jeb Lucas. Sets a screen if he wants that three. Instead, Jeb drives, and then his pass is going to be deflected. Another York turnover here. Here comes Gordon. He has one speed, but this time the ball is knocked away. Good save there by Reed Hoffman. The teams exchange quick turnovers. Danielson pull-up jumper at the free throw line. No. Offensive rebound Hoffman. Blocked by Skradsky off the glass. Grabbed here by Kudrin of Omaha Scott. And here come the Skyhawks, 12-7. Gordon down, lost his balance, gives it to Skradsky, lays it up and in. Boy, he just about tripped over his own feet. And we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Lamberty as Omaha Scud is up 7, but that's not really the problem. York can't get their offense going. 5:55 to go in the first half of play. Scud 14, York 7. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
All right, back here in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth. 5:50 remaining in quarter number two, 14-7. Scott just scored the first points of the second quarter. Now let's see what York develops out of that timeout. Trying to force it inside to Danielson. They try to double him, get it back out top here to Lucas. Lucas on the drive, off the glass, no good. Skradsky gets the rebound. York starting to get a little frustrated there with the hand slap. 3 of 17 from the field, 17%. Gordon drives. Jackson back out. Three-pointer off the front of the iron. No good for Ash. Rebound brought down by Danielson. And the quick outlet by Brady gets it to Lucas. He'll pull up from 15. And finally, one goes in for the York Dukes. It had been a long time. 2:39, and then they missed about 3 minutes here. So we can safely say it was 5.5 minutes since York had scored a bucket. 14-9. Scott on top. 5 minutes to go here in the first half. With it on the right wing, doing all kinds of fancy dribbling behind the back, through the leg. Austin Ash trying to shake his defender, and Cass can't do it to Berducci. The free throw line, Merfeld. Out top, there's Kudrin for another three. And Jake Kudrin has hit his third three of the ball game. 17-9, the lead now 8 for Omaha Scott. With it, Snodgrass back up top. Lucas thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger, rotated to the left-hand corner. Reed Hoffman. Now down low, Danielson off the screen, got underneath Skradsky, and they're going to call TJ with the foul. TJ kind of tried to let him go once he got by him. And that will be his first foul. And the team fouls even at 4. At the line will be Danielson. Brady looking to get another point on the board here after hitting a 3-pointer. He's 1 of 5 from the field, and this free throw is good. Into the ball game now for Scud. After a little breather is going to be Tyson Gordon. And in for York will be Simon Oti. And checking out will be Reed Hoffman. On the other side, Jackson Gordon checks out for Scud and Coach Juergens. Now the second free throw by Danielson is up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Kudrin. 17-10, Scut. 4:20 to go here in quarter number two. At the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll have score updates and a little preview of what's still to come here at the state tournament. Off the ball screen, top of the key with it is Andrew Merfeld. They'll rotate it around in front of the York bench to Gordon. Back around to Merfeld, trying to get Skradsky the basketball. He and Snodgrass, good battle down low. They open up the lane, then they get it to Skradsky. He'll put it up and in, and they'll call Garrett for the foul. Garrett Snodgrass with just a little contact in there and a chance at a three-point play, and Scut could go up 10. That was a real nice drive and dish. Skradsky goes to the line for the first time. Takes his dribble, puts it up, and it is off the front of the rim, no good, so cannot complete the three-point play. That's the second time that's happened to Scut here in the ball game. But York just 10 points, 12 minutes into the game. Lucas gets it over to Cass, right back to Lucas. Over on the wing to Danielson. Can Brady back his man in off the ball screen? Nope, he's just going to give it to Lucas. Lucas, ball fake on Kudrin, brings him to the high post to Cass, quickly into the right-hand corner to Odie. Back up top to Lucas. Good defense packing it in here. Snodgrass going to take it at Skradsky again. This time it sets on the rim and falls. 6 points now for Garrett Snodgrass. 19-12 Scut. 3:25 to go here in quarter number two. And driving in and getting rejected is Tyson Gordon. Garrett Snodgrass can play for the volleyball team. That's like the old man right there. Nice play by Garrett Snodgrass. He goes out of bounds to stay with Scut. Back in for York, Bryce Danielson. And the Scut Skyhawks will just lob it up top here into Austin Ash. They're trying to get Ash going too. He's actually their leading scorer, but so far, nothing in the ball game for Ash. Driving Gordon takes an extra step, lays it up, and good. Snodgrass tried to draw the charge, but just nothing called, and it's 21-12. Wasn't a whole lot of contact, but he was trying to sell it. 3 minutes to go here before halftime. Off the dribble, they'll go right wing into the hands. Danielson, Bryce to Brady. Brady crossover, can't lose his man, still takes it in and kicks it back out to Odie. Odie into the paint. Now Snodgrass to free throw line. And they're going to call him for a walk. He was going to try and lean into Skradsky, but Skradsky actually kind of backed up, and so he had to lean a little farther, and he took that extra little slide step. Turnover for the Dukes. York now with four turnovers, five of the game for Omaha Scut. And for one time, slowly walking it up is Tyson Gordon. Gordon having a heck of a first half here, leading the way for the Skyhawks with a 21-12 lead. 2:30 to go in the first half. Our state tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Kudrin, a corner three, can't get it. He's got all three of them. And then we've got a push off again on Omaha Scut. Trying to sneak in there once again is going to be Skradsky, and he can't sneak anywhere. 6'6 junior, big frame on him. They're going to bring him out, it looks like, with 2:20 to go in the first half. And also checking out is going to be Andrew Merfeld. So you've got both the Gordons, along with Kudrin, Austin Ash, and also on the floor now is going to be Ryan McCormick for Omaha Scut. The Danielson boys hook up again here as Bryce gives it to Brady, up top to Odie, over on the wing to Hoffman, and then you've also got Snodgrass in there. Danielson, what a move down the baseline. Caught it, shot it, and a wrap around the defender. And Brady Danielson makes a very athletic move to finish. 21-14 Scut, 2 minutes to go, first half. York fans trying to get going here. Haven't had a whole lot to cheer about offensively when you don't get two or three runouts in a row. Sometimes it's hard. Little pick and roll here, but Scut can't get a shot away. Kudrin with it out here on the wing. Jake guarded here by Hoffman. Tries to find a seam, cut off by Odie on a double team. Back out top, they'll go to Gordon. He checks with Coach Juergens for the play. 90 seconds to go before halftime. Skyhawks reset it here against the York man-to-man. And we get a foul up top trying to keep the ball away from Kudrin. Foul going to be called here on Bryce Danielson. That'll be the first on Bryce. It is the sixth team foul, so not in the bonus yet with 1:24 to go in the first half. Scott 21, York 14. And Scott will be forced to throw it in here to the second option, Jackson Gordon, trying to keep it out of Tyson's hands. Jackson will go to the backcourt to get it, then bring it across the timeline. Scott known so much for their wrestling, of course, and football, but they're also pretty good in basketball. As we said earlier, this is their fifth trip to the finals. They've won it three times. The only time they lost was in 2010. Brady Danielson just about had the strip. He did knock it away, but it ran right into Tyson Gordon's hand. Scott using a lot of time on this possession. Kudrin looking for a back cut here. Jackson Gordon covered up top. They'll get it to McCormick inside. Move on the post. Turnaround jumper. Odie just rode him too much. Simon Odie commits the foul on Austin Ash, and Ash will go to the line and shoot two. I think he just took him a little bit too far. And Ash will go to the line. Free throw number one is good. And back in for York is going to be Jeb Lucas and Tyler Cast. And now here comes Westcamp in. I think Snodgrass is the only guy that's been in there the entire ball game for York. 48 seconds to go before halftime. Second free throw now for Ash. It's on the way, and it's good. And we are going to get a timeout by Scott with just 48 seconds remaining here in the half. They lead it 23-14, their largest lead of the ball game. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Well, there, producer engineer Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda back in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth with 48 seconds remaining. It is Omaha Scott 23, York 14. Halftime score updates for you, including the consolations, what's happened in the championships, Wahoo and Lord Central Catholic, your winners. Both close games, but totally different. Wahoo won it in overtime. Lord's winning their third in a row, 32-25. And now York will get the basketball here. 48 seconds. I would not imagine they hold for the last shot. They need points. When you're not scoring, it doesn't do you a whole lot of good to hold for one. You better take the first chance you get. Scott's going to slap on a little full court man-to-man. They'll clear it out, and here comes Jeb Lucas. Lucas blows right by his man, and he'll put the scoop shot up. No good, and then he's got for a charge. Jackson Gordon stood in there, took the charge after Lucas blew by Tyson Gordon. And now Scott's got a chance to go up double digits, and they probably will hold for the last shot. Checking in for York is Wyatt Cass, 6'5 junior. And Odie back in, and Coach Lamberty's doing the old one-at-a-time sub here. Bryce Danielson comes in. Now Snodgrass is on the bench for York for the first time that I can recollect. And Scott will walk the ball up the floor here. Handling it is the point guard, Tyson Gordon, the sophomore with the crossover, working here on Tyler Cast. 25 seconds. All he wants to do is let that clock run down to about 10 and get going here. Over to Jackson, back to Tyson. Down to 20 seconds to go. Back to the high post as somebody in the crowd yells, "I'm hoping." Now York really pressures the ball. Scott has it knocked away. Good steal is made. Odie, coast to coast, lays it up. Foul. Tyson Gordon fouled him to prevent him from making the bucket. And Odie with a big play here on the defensive steal. Smiles everywhere despite being down by nine. Chance to get a couple more points on the board here before halftime, and Scott will most likely get another chance here. And the free throw by Odie. First of two is no good. Into the ball game, Grant Bertucci. Second free throw for Odie, needing to get something to go. And the second free throw on the way, and it is no good. Rebound brought down by Omaha Scouts, Austin Ash. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They're not going to get a shot away, are they? It's blocked. That was a long last 3 seconds there. Bertucci has it blocked by Tyler Cass, but York trouble scoring. This is a basketball team that has put up over 60 points in every game that they have played until yesterday over the last seven when they were a winner over Bennington. They were held to 40 in the win over Seward right before the postseason, but they are down 23-14 here at half to Omaha Scott. Coming up, we have the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on ESPN Radio.
Hitting home runs is sure a thrill, but more often than not, it's the small ball that wins the game in agriculture. At the Aurora Cooperative, we know that by managing the small increments, we can make a huge difference. Couple that with a competitive team who wants you and your farms to win, now that's a true yielding combination. Whether it's grain marketing, animal nutrition, providing agronomic solutions, or turning your corn into your ethanol, Aurora Cooperative's mission is to put equity to work in ways that produce yielding results for your operation. To learn more about the Aurora Cooperative, check out our website at auroracooperative.com. Aurora Cooperative, putting your equity to work.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodeled job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena here in Lincoln. Doug Duda with you. One final game for me. Randy Bushcutter will be taking over to bring you the evening triple header, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Again, just want to take this opportunity to say thanks to all the fine sponsors that allow us to travel throughout the state of Nebraska. And sometimes just across the border, but mostly here in Nebraska, to bring you outstanding high school athletics throughout the season. And to all the coaches and athletic directors that we work with throughout the year for the time that they give us in allowing us to bring you high school sports. Believers and Achievers will be given their recognition here at halftime. That always happens. And then there'll be some special awards handed out tonight as well. So congratulations to all the youth that will be taking their Believers and Achievers trophies and plaques home here today. We are at the half, Scott 23, York 14. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local yellow pages. Scott up by 9, and in this first half, they shot 45%. York shot 30%. And what a deal, huh? They need a little work offensively. In our first couple of games today, let's catch you up to where we are at. In the championships in C1, it was Wahoo in overtime picking up the victory over Winnebago, 70-66. Winnebago had hit three threes in a row to go up by 11 in quarter number three, but didn't take long for Wahoo to come back. Wahoo eventually took the lead. Then a couple of threes ended up tying the game for Winnebago, sending it to overtime. And they win the ball game. Wahoo does 70-66. Then in Class D1, Kennesaw in their first state final in modern history just couldn't hit anything. They shot 20% of the game. They were 1 of 20 from three-point land. They were going against 6'6 and 6'8 inside. They put that zone out farther as the day moved along, and it just wasn't Kennesaw's day. Lord Central Catholic, a great team, only scored 32 points, but they beat Kennesaw 32-25 to win their third consecutive state championship. And that's where we're at. The championship still to come, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Ponca. St. Cecilia was beaten last year in the semifinals, and Ponca won it. Hastings, St. Cecilia had won it the two previous years, so these are the three champions. Three last three championships have gone through St. Cecilia and Ponca. 4:30 here on ESPN and also on The Breeze 94.5. Then back here on ESPN tonight at 6:30, Class A final, Creighton Prep, everybody's pick at the beginning of the year. We'll take on Bellevue West. Of course, Bellevue West was a winner over Kearney in the opening round. Then they hit a shot at the buzzer to beat Millard South last night. And in D2, the top two seeds, Fall City Sacred Heart and Riverside. Riverside avenged their semifinal loss last year to champion Mullen, 66-59. Sacred Heart beat Giltner, 42-27. In our consolation games today, started in C2 this morning, BRLD, Bancroft, Rosalie, Lyons, Decatur beat UTAN, 73-62. Then in C1, Lincoln Christian, cruise past Broken Bow, 68-49. And in the fourth quarter in the D1 consolation game, it's Johnson Brock, 47, and Heartland, 30. So that is where we're at with one more consolation game to go. Giltner and Mullen will play at 3 o'clock over at Lincoln East High School. Again, here at the half, it's Scott 23 and York 14. Right now, Riley Johnson being honored as a believer and an achiever here, playing and going to Bertrand High School. And then I believe we've also got one of the Treadle girls from Kearney Catholic that is going to be receiving a Believers and Achievers Award here at halftime. So congratulations to all of those Believers and Achievers. 23-14, Scott at the half. We'll be back with more in a moment.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Kearney Towing and Repair.
Agriculture is a business where margins are everything, and profitability is determined by the weather, markets, regulations, politics, and everything in between. It's good to have a friend looking out for you. Buffalo County Farm Bureau has been that friend to farmers and ranchers, bringing them together to discuss challenges, identify solutions, and advocate on issues they've determined are critical to keeping current and future generations on the land. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau today and support Nebraska agriculture.
Back here at halftime, Annie Treadle, as we mentioned, one of the Believers and Achievers from Kearney Catholic, Riley Johnson from Bertrand in our listening area. So congratulations to both of those, 4.0 student there for Miss Treadle. So congratulations. I know she's a big part of all the Kearney Catholic athletics and about everything else that you do in a Class C or D school. We are at halftime with the score, Omaha Scott 23 and York 14. Let's take a look at the first half stats of the ball game. First off, for York, Jeb Lucas has 2 points and one rebound. Reed Hoffman has 2 rebounds. Brady Danielson, 6 points and 4 rebounds. Tyler Cast, 1 rebound. Garrett Snodgrass, 6 points and 3 rebounds so far here in the game. 3 offensive rebounds, 9 defensive rebounds. York able to score 7 points in each quarter, finishing in the first half with 14 points, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from a three-point land. They have 3 blocks and 5 turnovers in the basketball game, shooting 6 of 20 here in the first half, and that is only 30% for York. Foul situation, Simon Odie does have 2, nobody else with more than 1. So York with the 14 points here at the half, one of the season lows for the year. And they are going to have to pick up that offense, get some shots to fall. It's not quite like what we saw in the Kennesaw Lords game where nothing was going in. I mean, York's had some good looks, and they just haven't had a lot of luck. There's been a few in and outs, a few roll off the rim. Scott's not tearing it up either, but Jackson Gordon has 1 rebound. Tyson Gordon, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Jake Kudrin has 9 points on 3 threes and 1 rebound. Austin Ash, the leading scorer for the Skyhawks, only has 2 points, and those are from the free throw line. He has 5 rebounds. TJ Skradsky has 4 points, 3 rebounds, and then Grant Bertucci has 1 rebound. 12 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, Omaha Scott, 23 points, 17 rebounds, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line, 3 of 8 from 3-point land, 2 block shots, and 6 turnovers. 9 of 20 from the field in the first half, and that is 45%. And they lead this basketball game 23 28-14 over York. The teams played in the state football final. Now they're here in the Class B state basketball final. And we'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this.
The latest scores and the stories behind them.
It is the great unknown.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We have no idea what he's talking about.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. A big thank you to the many fine sponsors and all those listening in today here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings. Your score is Omaha Scott 23 and York 14. Of course, the spring sports season ready to get going. Coverage of track and soccer and golf and baseball and everything else that goes on throughout the spring we'll have for you. Updates, and don't forget the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio daily from 11 to 12. And, of course, tomorrow, Selection Sunday, I think we've got to jack with our clocks too, right? We've got to spring them forward. So you get stuck down here in these gyms all that time, and you're so focused on what's going on with your school and your team and your family. When you get down in here, sometimes you forget some of that stuff. So a reminder that you move the clocks forward tonight. And tomorrow is Selection Sunday. Will the Nebraska men make the NCAA tournament? Complete coverage here on ESPN Radio. We've also got a pair of championship games for you tomorrow here on ESPN and a breakdown of the bracket. Don't forget you can go on to ESPNSuperstation.com right now and get registered for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge. Free to enter. A $500 gift certificate to Russell's Appliance is our grand prize with many more gift certificates to Cunningham's Journal. For our top 50 placers. It's always fun, and it's free to enter. We will be at Cunningham's for the Doug and Daddy Show each day this week. And later this week, we will catch up with Christian Leitner, one of the great all-time college men's basketball players. He's putting on a camp in Hastings this summer, and we'll chat with him on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Scott 23, York 14, the second half is next.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
It's on now, the largest in-house boat show to hit the Midwest. Now through March 17th, Buzz's Marine is showcasing the boating industry's best models. Tube, wake, and surf your way into summer in a new sport boat by Taiga or Four Winds or the all-new Value Pack Chaparral. Get ready to chase Monster Wally in a Larson FX, Starcraft, or Smokercraft fishing boat. Family fun is waiting for you in a new Sylvan Pontoon or Starcraft deck boat, or make a bold statement with the Crest Luxury Pontoon. Visit buzzesmarine.com for full details. The 60-second Spring Boat Show now through March 17th. Buzz's Marine, South Central, Kearney.
In the third place game in D1, late in the fourth quarter, it is 56-38. Johnson Brock with the lead over Heartland. We're ready to start the second half. Our Seeds to Success brought to you by your Impact Ag partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis. Pioneer knows more about seeds with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. Get the best for your field this year with Craig Weeches or Todd Travis, your Pioneer seed dealer, science with service. Delivering success, Omaha Scott will get the ball to start quarter number three, and they have a 9-point lead, their largest of the game, and they'll start with a 3-pointer that clanks off the front of the rim from Austin Ash, but an offensive rebound, Kudrin for three, it's off the iron, no good, the rebound brought down by York and Jeb Lucas. Up the floor, they'll get it to Snodgrass, tries to work his way in, the runner off the glass is in, Garrett Snodgrass. With his 8th point, a good start here for York. They got the stop and they got the bucket. For York, Just sitting here, I don't feel that worried. I think they are going to score some points. Now, for Scutt, can they continue to get some three-point buckets? And you've got to get the big man, Skradsky, a little bit more involved against Garrett Snodgrass. Snodgrass is winning that battle, and here's the pick and roll to TJ, and he'll go with a left-hand layup and score. So, seeds to success. Right there you go. 25-16, Omaha Scutt, each team scoring here in the opening minute of the third quarter. And can York win the football, basketball, double dip? Or will Scutt, who lost to him in football, wreck that here today? And right now they're doing a good job of it. 25-16, Danielson tries to get it into Snodgrass, and he is going to be grabbed. Skradsky trying to wrap around is going to be called for his second personal foul. His third personal foul. As we look at the fouls they had, two on Skradsky and two on Merfeld and two on Tyson Gordon in the first half. So that is the third on Skradsky. He stays in the game on the inbound. York fires a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by the Skyhawks. So you get that third on Skradsky. He stays in, and then you don't get the ball back in on the post. I don't understand that one. You try to go right back at him to see what happens because he's got to lean off you a little bit. Instead, Gordon with a basketball here. Inside Jackson. Free throw line jumper is good. And it's now an 11-point lead for Omaha Scutt, 27-16. And when you're struggling offensively, York doesn't want them to get much farther away. They've got to find some offense. Cast with it at the top of the circle against the man-to-man. In the left-hand corner, they'll get it to Hoffman. Back to Cast. Has a little room. Throws through to Lucas on the right wing. Off the screen. Passes on the three. Trying to get Snodgrass. Hooked in there. He gets the basketball. Backside. Gets it to Danielson. Missed it. Rebound. Hoffman put back. Not there. Hoffman still trying to get it. Can't. It's going to be corralled by Jackson Gordon. Gordon will push the ball up the floor. The left-hand dribble for Scutt. Stops in front of his bench. A little cross over there on Lucas. And then the shot's going to be blocked by Brady Danielson. Pulled down by Cast. He wants to run two on two. Hoffman underneath the Snodgrass. He finds his spot and scores. 10 for Garrett Snodgrass. Great job by Tyler Cast to handle the basketball. And York now 27-18. Duke fans trying to get something started here. Up top with it will be Gordon. Tyson starts right, goes left. Hands it back off here on the curl to Jacob Kudrin. Kudrin over to Gordon for three. It's short, no good. Boxing out the shooter is Cast. Up ahead, Hoffman. He finds Lucas. A little too much maze to work through. They'll hit the trailer Danielson. To Snodgrass at the top of the circle. They'll settle it down. Couldn't get anything in transition that time. And Brady Danielson will have a left-hand dribble into the paint. Kicks it over on the wing for Hoffman. Hoffman off the screen. Forces his way inside. And his shot rattles in and out. No good. Snodgrass tries to pound it through Skradsky. And it ends up in the hands of Tyson Gordon. And then a foul on the steal attempt by Hoffman at midcourt. Again, that ball just not falling through the cylinder right now for the Dukes. But they have improved their shot percentage from 20% to 30% just by making a couple here in the quarter. Scott to throw it in. They'll throw it in right at midcourt. Always a dangerous place to Jackson Gordon. 4:40 remains in the third quarter. Omaha Scott 27, York 18. Jackson Gordon top of the key. Yeah, there's a foul. Tyler Cast was trying to prevent Tyson Gordon from getting open, and then he kind of fell, and then he just grabbed his jersey. Easy foul to call there on Tyler Cast. So he has his second right after Hoffman got one. And York to throw it in, or Scott to throw it in, and York again denying it, so they'll throw it all the way into the backcourt, tracking it down as Tyson Gordon. Cast on him, York man-to-man. Again, all kinds of contact away from the basketball. Three-pointer Kudrin, and it's all the way down and out. No good. Snodgrass gets the rebound, hands it off to Danielson. Looks down the floor, sees a lot of green and black. He's just going to go all the way and throw it over the left hand and in. That's a good athletic move. Nobody stopped him, so Danielson scores it. Back-to-back buckets here by York, 27-20. Omaha Scutt takes a little air out of the ball as Gordon walks it up with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Again, York trying to get things going. This time the Scutt fans want to respond a little bit as well. Jackson Gordon, 27 feet away from the hoop. Backing farther away, now starts to dribble drive, gets it into the paint, going to go all the way, ran into Snodgrass and falls down. Threw it up, no good. Rebound Snodgrass to Danielson. Danielson going to try to kick it out for a three-pointer. Lucas got it! And that's what the Duke fans were looking for right there. Time out on the floor. And the lead is gone from 11-4. A 7-0 run here for York with 3:29 remaining in the third quarter of play. It is Omaha Scott 27, York 23. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need us, specializing in you.
Just like your car, your home's mechanical system needs a periodic wellness check too. Get this scheduled today by calling Anderson Brothers Electric Plumbing and Heating. An annual service agreement will entitle you to a complete heating and cooling system check, once in the spring and once in the fall. Kelly and the crew take great pride in the work they do and catching problems before they happen, so you can stay comfortable all season long. Call Anderson Brothers today in Kearney at 236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481 or go to andersonbros.com.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Welcome back to the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth here in Lincoln. 3:29 remaining in the third quarter of play, and York has finally put together a little offensive run, a 7-0 run to cut it from 11-4, Scott 27, York 23. Out of the timeout called there by Omaha Scott. They have not scored in the last 2 minutes and 50 seconds, and Scott's going to put the ball in play in the backcourt against a little zone trap here from York. A little different look here. Tyson Gordon, jump pass all the way into the front court, all the way down to Austin Ash in the left-hand corner. Back out to Kudrin. Kudrin, who's hit those threes, will hold the basketball. Into the ball game for Omaha Scott, Andrew Merfield again. Skradsky's back in there. York has brought Bryce Danielson in during the timeout. And Simon Odey is back in there, along with Hoffman and Snodgrass. And Brady Danielson. Long possession out of the timeout for Scott. Kudrin's got it. Younger Danielson on him. 5 second count on, and then they call a hand check foul on Bryce Danielson. York thought that they were getting close to a 5 second count. Scott now will just have to reset it. Just a foul. Nothing happened on it out here at midcourt. They'll throw the ball into the backcourt, and Tyson Gordon able to pick it up. Gordon picked up by Odie as he brings it across the timeline. Off the little baby screen, he'll hand it, and York will switch. Odie's going to cover Ash. Off the curl screen, they'll hand it to Merfeld. Scott seems to have lost the mojo right now. They'll get it inside, finally get it to the big guy, TJ Skradsky, then kicks it out. Corner, can't get a three. Tyson Gordon doesn't want to shoot the three. My goodness. They finally get it to Skradsky, and he's going to be fouled. Just as I was going to make my point there, the Skyhawks have had the ball here. We had the timeout at 3:39. Now it's 2:21, so they've had it for a minute and 18 on this possession. And Skradsky will go to the line to shoot two on the York Duke foul on Reed Hoffman. Free throw is good for Hoffman. That is his third personal foul. Two on Odie, two on Danielson, two on Cast for Omaha Scott. Three on Skradsky, two on Merfeld, and two on Tyson Gordon. Second free throw also good, so Skradsky gets them both. That snaps a 7-0 run by York. Omaha Scott 29, York 23. 2:15 remaining here in the third quarter of our Class B state championship game. Into the ball game for York is going to be Nick Westcamp. Over to Bryce Danielson, to Odie. Hands it to Brady. Trying to get a ball screen, spins to the baseline. Cut off there by Merfeld. So York will have to kick it out and try it again. Westcamp at the top of the circle. There's a big screen by Odie that got Danielson free, and then Danielson couldn't catch it cleanly, and they call him for a walk. Turnover Dukes. Scott 29-23. So after that 7-0 run, the well has run dry again here for York. Scott milked a minute and 15 on the last possession. Then they get a turnover, and they're right back in business offensively here. Trying to stick this one up to even more. Long pass down the floor, down to Ash. He steps on a foot, and he's going to be called for a foul on York. It must have been more than a foot. Going to be on Brady Danielson. And that'll be his second foul of the game. Scutt has not made a field goal in nearly 4 minutes and 40 seconds, just those two free throws. They'll lob it up top here to Tyson Gordon. Surprised Gordon hasn't tried to drive a little bit now. He had some success with that in the first half. York with 9 points in the quarter. Scutt with six. They go into that weave against the man-to-man and pull it out again. A minute 30 to go here in quarter number three. They get it to Gordon. Skratzky tries to set a high ball screen. Odie works through it. Gets rid of it to Ash. And then Odie with a reach-in foul. Then Odie got shoved down. And who they call the foul on? They're going to call it on York, yeah. Seemed like Scutt thought that the foul was going to be on them, but that's not the case. And Simon Odie just picked up his third personal foul. I think that was the right call. York fans didn't like it, but it looked like the right call. And Coach Lamberty wants to know, why didn't you call something back when Scutt shoved my guy down? And now they've issued a warning to the York bench for coming out of the coach's box. When this is all done, Scutt will throw it in around midcourt. Get it to Ash. Minute 15 to go in the third quarter. A lot of drama now starting to unfold. Throws through the double team to Merfeld. Back out top. Scutt's got to get their offense going here. Checking into the game, Ryan McCormick. Crossover tops, nowhere to go. He's going to try it again to the baseline. Kicks it into the corner, and out of bounds it goes. That bounce pass must have hit the baseline, and a turnover for Omaha Scutt. So all that, and they never even got a shot off. 29-23, Scutt leading York in the Class B championship. Well, we kind of guaranteed you that there would be more points scored in this game than the previous game. Well, we're not there yet. It was 32-25 final, Lawrence Central Catholic over Kennesaw. And we have not got there yet. 29-23, Danielson, top of the key, York down by six. York has never led in the game. Scutt's biggest lead was 11. Over to Tyler Cass, back up top, trying to set a screen for Danielson. He's really having to work. Kicks it into the corner here. Westcamp puts up a 15-footer. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Scutt. 35 seconds to go, and you know that they're going to hold for one. Tyson Gordon walks the ball up the floor. Gets across the timeline with about a second to spare. And gets it over to Merfeld. We're down to 20 seconds to go here in quarter number three. Scutt will take the lead into the fourth quarter of the Class B championship game here. Hold it out around midcourt again is going to be Tyson Gordon. 10 seconds. Looking for a ball screen on Cass. Brings it to the right side. On Snodgrass. Tries to dump it inside. It's off the hands of McCormick and out of bounds. Turnover Scutt. 5 seconds. So Scutt's had three possessions in the last 3.5 minutes. Two free throws and two turnovers. Can Danielson get a shot away here for York? A three-pointer on the way. Snodgrass at the horn. Hit the front of the iron. It's no good. Everybody was watching Danielson, and Snodgrass couldn't connect. So we go to the fourth quarter of the Class B State Boys Championship game. Omaha Scutt 29, York 23 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance.
New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. They treat all surgical and non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine needs. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Call New West Sports Medicine today at 308-865-2570 to schedule your appointment. That's 308-865-2570.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. York is going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, trailing 29-23. Kudrin still leads the way for Scutt with those three threes. He's got 9 points. Skradsky and Gordon each have eight. Snodgrass has 10 for York, and Danielson has eight. But York has only had three players score, Snodgrass, Danielson, and Lucas. 29-23. Can somebody else help him out? We'll find out. Will York be able to get the comeback and pull the football basketball doubleheader? They beat Scott in the football finals at Memorial Stadium. Or will Scott say, let's just split it? Here's a foul on a reach in. Andrew Merfeld thought that he was going to get the ball from Brady Danielson, and he's sure that he had all basketball. It looked awkward. It looked awkward, and he may have had a clean hand on the basketball, but it just looked awkward, and so he gets his third foul, and that's only the second foul and a half on Scott. York's already committed six, so Scott's going to have some free throw chances as Danielson drives baseline to Lucas, comes into the paint. Are they going to get Merfeld again? Two free throws. And that's the fourth on Merfeld. He came over to try and help on the double. Scott shooting 39%, York 33% here in this game. Ooh, boy. Scott fans aren't going to like that one either. Jab Lucas now to shoot two. York needs everything to get some offense going. Free throw up and in. York had a 7-0 run after they were down 11 in the second. In the third quarter, and then they just stuck right there. Again, York hasn't scored a field goal in 4 minutes. Second free throw up and in. Those kind of droughts are going to catch up to you. And Omaha Scott. It's been even longer. Ball knocked away in the backcourt. Scott's last bucket was at the 6:19 mark of the third quarter. We're at 7:37. It's been nearly 7 minutes since Scott has made a basket, yet they have the lead. They do have those free throws. They were up 27-16. That was that 11-point lead, then a 7-0 run, and then a couple free throws from Scott. Now York finally gets two here. 29-25, a four-point game. Jackson Gordon looking for that backdoor bounce pass. They get it inside, and Snodgrass bit. He committed the foul, and that will send Austin Ash to the line. Skurdsky is in there, but that time Snodgrass had to try to come over and help out, and no doubt about it, a foul there on Garrett Snodgrass. That'll be his second of the ball game. First of two free throws by Ash is up and in. They have really done a good job on Ash. He has not made a bucket. He is Scott's leading scorer at 13 points a game. They've got some decent balance, but all three of his points from the line. Second free throw now by Ash, and it is good. Omaha Scott 31, York 25. 7:20 to go in this Class B championship game. St. Cecilia and Ponca coming up at 4:30. And that'll also be on the Breeze, 94.5. Before we bring you hockey tonight, Storm at home tonight and tomorrow. As Snodgrass on the post is going to get fouled, and that is on Skrudsky, and he's done. Skrudsky gets his fourth personal foul. I think he thought it was his fifth, but that's his fourth, and he's out again. And back in for the Skyhawks is going to be Ryan McCormick. That's just a different size body in there. Inbounds pass, Snodgrass backside, up and in, and he draws the foul on McCormick. So they did the thing that we talked about when Skratsky got his third foul and stayed in. They didn't take it at him. Here they take him out. They go to the backup, and Garrett Snodgrass a chance at a three-point play here on that old simple back cut on the inbounds, and he can make it a one-possession game with a bucket right here. Snodgrass making his first trip to the line. There haven't been a lot of free throws. 6 of 8 for Scott. And that one's up and in. 4 of 7 for York. Scott 31, York 28. 7:09 to go in a basketball game. Full court pressure being put on here by York. It's a man-to-man, so they clear it out, and they will let Tyson Gordon bring the ball up the floor. He's done a great job handling the rock here today for Omaha Scott. Now York trying to jump zone, trap them when they get into the front court. Go to the baseline to Jackson Gordon. Back out all the way to midcourt to Tyson. York trying to change the energy in the building and the vibe of this game a little bit, and Scott just continues to take the air out of the ball and go four corners here against this zone. Well, it looks like a zone, but they're just extending it a man-to-man. They bring an extra man out to trap. And the York fans are going to start boring, and pretty soon Scott's going to start saying scoreboard because they are up 31-28. Jackson Gordon gives up a dribble to Tyson, dribbles to the top of the circle, swings it over to Kudrin. The three-pointer is good. The fourth three-pointer of the ball game for Jake Kudrin, 34-28. Danielson, coast-to-coast, he gets fouled as he takes it to the other end. Didn't waste any time, tried to beat Scott back and did. The foul is going to be called on Ryan McCormick. And that'll be two quick fouls on McCormick after committing a foul on Snodgrass the last time he was down. And at the line will be Brady Danielson to shoot two. One of two at the free throw line, 8 points. And the free throw is good. Still only three players have scored in the basketball game this afternoon for York. Simon Odie's going to come in. And checking out will be Reed Hoffman. Surprisingly, Hoffman, one of the guys that hasn't scored. Now Brady Danielson's second free throw is up, and it is too strong, no good. Snodgrass trying to get a rebound, got a hand on it, but it's going to be grabbed there by Austin Ash. 6:10 to go in the game, 34-29. Scutt picked up a couple of points to the positive side on that last exchange, a 3-1. Gordon across the timeline against Jeb Lucas. Good crossover. Got by him. Kicked it into the wing. Three-pointer on the way, and it is good by Austin Ash. So back-to-back threes here by Scutt, and they're up by eight again as Jeb Lucas hustles it up the floor, and we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Lamberty. The three ball in a low-scoring game, even more magnified, and Scutt just hit a couple. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney with 5:45 to go in the game. Omaha Scutt 37, York 29.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Do have a final to bring your way in the Class D1 consolation game. Johnson Brock beat Heartland today by a score of 63-54. And Giltner and Mullen are set to get underway at 3 o'clock. BRLD beat UTAN in C2, 73-62. Lincoln Christian beat Broken Bow, 68-49 in C1. Here, York with the basketball after back-to-back threes, driving in Danielson, and Brady Danielson will drive in off the inbounds and get a bucket here for York to cut it to 6, 37-31. Will Scutt continue to fire the three here? After they were up by 11, York cut it to 3, and then a couple of threes helped them expand that lead. 37-31. Here's another three from the left wing. That time no good by Jackson Gordon. Rebound, Garrett Snodgrass pulls down another one. Snodgrass has been money. Here's Danielson pull up three in transition. Barely got there. The rebound is going to be grabbed by Tyson Gordon. Again, that would have been a big momentum swing had that one fallen, but it did not. For Snodgrass, 13.6 rebounds, and we're going to get a timeout by Omaha Scutt. So Scutt will have two remaining. York will have three remaining. 4:52 remaining in our ball game. 37-31, Scutt leading York here on ESPN Radio.
Winter sports are here, and your streaming home for all Platte River Radio games is PlatteRiverPreps.com. Games on Classic Hits 98.9, The Breeze 94.5, 1230 AM KHAS, and ESPN 1460 1550 are all available online thanks to Barney Insurance. You'll find a sports schedule for future broadcasts so you'll know we have your team covered. All of this online at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A lot of college basketball going on today. Conference semifinals for most teams. Kentucky beat Alabama. Cincinnati over Memphis. Rhode Island beat St. Joe's. Still a lot still coming today. And we will give you some more scores tomorrow. Championship Sunday. Cincinnati beat Memphis 70-60. Rhode Island over St. Joe 90-87 in the top 25 game. Still to come, Kansas takes on West Virginia. Virginia plays North Carolina in the ACC title game. Villanova plays Providence in the Big East title game. And Arizona plays USC in the Pac-12 title game. Here we have 4:52 remaining in the Class B state championship game on ESPN Radio. And York trailing Omaha Scutt 37-31. Scutt with a basketball. Again, it is Tyson Gordon into the right-hand corner. Back out top, just killing a little time here. Austin Ash being guarded way out top here by Tyler Cash. Tries to get it inside, lost the basketball. Danielson picks it up. Up ahead to Odie. Odie dropped the ball. There's a scramble for it. A jump ball will go to Scutt. And now we finally get the jump ball called. And Scott will have it. There's about three or four guys on the floor. They're waiting to get simultaneous possession. Nobody could get a timeout called, and York on the runout couldn't finish it. And Skradsky is back in here for the Skyhawks. Boy, Odie probably could have been called for a foul there on York the way he was trying to pick up that basketball when it was loose on the floor. Full court pressure. Ball comes in and back to Jackson Gordon. Brady Danielson on him. Jackson with a left-hand dribble. Spins it to the right across the timeline. 4:10 to go. 37-31. Scut. No five-second count. Now it is. Brady's got him shoved all the way to midcourt. He's in some trouble, and he got rid of it. And we're going to get a timeout before that. So a timeout call by Omaha Scut. They're down to one. Playing with fire a little bit. Scut 37, York 31. 4 minutes to go in our state championship game. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
The score remains 37-31. Omaha Scut leading the York Dukes here in our Class B state championship game. We have 4 minutes remaining in the contest. York's got to find a way to force some turnovers. 9 in the game for Omaha Scut, and they are just trying to kill clock here with a lot of game left. And Kudrin's going to take another three, but that one is no good. Skradsky tries to tip it out, and he does. Skradsky was able to hold off two bodies, including Snodgrass on that one. Gordon trapped in the corner, then throws it off a leg. Scut did not want to burn their last time out of that situation. I'd have rather seen the turnover than burn the timeout. That sometimes doesn't make sense, but there's a lot of game left here. You don't want to be settled without a timeout. And Scut will throw it in again. 3:39 to go. This last minute and a half is drug on. Jackson Gordon waiting, wasting. Tyson comes free and then throws it all the way out to Jake Kudrin. Kudrin with those four threes. He's a dangerous ball player so far today. Scut four corner it here against York's matchup. It's a man with a trap out top. Top of the key with it. They'll get it to Ash. 3:20. Ash takes one dribble forward, but it looks like the Skyhawks look more towards half court than they do towards the bucket right now. 3:13. Out to Kudrin, now all the way out to midcourt again to Gordon. They're moving the ball quickly, trying to tire York out here. And going for the steal, Snodgrass couldn't get it. They'll swing it over to the right side, but still no shot by Jackson Gordon. 3 minutes to go. Coach Lamberty says, let's switch the defense. They want us in man. We'll do it, and they lose the basketball. Jackson Gordon dribbling down the middle of the key. Took a bad hop on him. He lost it. 5-on-4 the other way. Pull up three on the left wing is no good by Tyler Cast. Tip back out to him. He tries to force it underneath. It's tipped and out of bounds off Scut. And York will inbound it here. Hoffman and Lucas will come back into the ball game. It's been 2:48 since York scored, 3:12 since Scut scored. We have definitely had some stretches of boring basketball here in the last two games when it comes offensively. York has three timeouts. Hoffman gets the basketball in with Westcamp. Now a three-pointer. Danielson will not go. Rebound pulled down by Gordon, and Tyson gets it into the front court to Jackson. Another missed opportunity and an empty possession there for York. From three-point land, they're 2 of 10. Gordon with a basketball. York's playing really good defense, giving Scut some problems, and Scut will drive, bump off of Snodgrass, and throw it up and in is Tyson Gordon. And it's a 39-31 lead Scut. 2:10 remaining in a basketball game. Jeb Lucas trying to make a little shake and bake up top to Snodgrass. Gets it over to Westcamp, to Lucas. Lucas drives into the double team, falls down, they just let it go. Travel, no. Foul, no. Turnover, yes. Scut now with 2 minutes to go has an 8-point lead in the ball. Looking for the fourth state championship in Skyhawk men's basketball history. Kudrin back out to Gordon playing keep away. Hoffman, now Gordon drives and dishes it off to Skradsky for a layup, but they call a foul before the pass. And a 1-1 coming up now. Both teams are in the 1-1. And Scut now here the last couple times have decided to attack that pressure instead of just try to play keep away, and it's worked out in their favor. Tyson Gordon to the line. He is 0 of 1, has 10 points. And his free throw is on the way, and it's good. York had cut it to 4, and now it's at 9. It had been 11. They'd cut it to 3 earlier in this half, but they just haven't been able to catch up. They've been behind the entire game. And Scott looks like they can see the finish line. Second free throw. That skips out. No good. Rebound by Brady Danielson. Can Brady get a big bucket here? Trying to find a screen all the way to the right side of the key. Back up top, Lucas. Lucas saw Skransky and stopped. Back out to Danielson. Over to Lucas. A minute and a half to go. 40-31 Scott. Danielson on the left wing. Spin move. Nice one. And he'll drive and be fouled before he gets the shot away. It's going to be a one-on-one. For Brady Danielson, the foul called on Austin Ash. He really made a nice spin move on him to the baseline. And it looks like Coach Lamberty's going to start doing the offensive-defensive thing. He's got three subs coming back in. So Brady Danielson to the line with just 1:22 remaining. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. Front end of the one-and-one, it didn't get there. Ball tipped out by Snodgrass, and Danielson grabbed it. Now he'll fire a three, and it's good. That worked out way better than they thought it would for York. And a timeout on the floor by the Dukes. So we're not quite done yet. Scott 40, York 34, 1:15 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And, of course, the Scott fans were trying to rattle Brady Danielson at the free throw line, and it worked. It worked earlier. He made one, and then they start chanting his name, and he missed it. Here they start chanting his name, and he missed it, and then the ball gets tipped out to him, and so all the York student body starting to yell, Brady, Brady, Brady. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Scott 40, York 34, 1:15 remains here on ESPN.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how family physical therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Well, you just look at some of the signs. The York student body holding up the 31-0 sign. Well, you know what? Scott's pointing at the scoreboard, too. And the 31-0 actually makes the big board here. Of course, that was the final score of the Class B State Football Championship that York won in November. Scott with the ball. Full court pressure. They lead it 40-34, 1:15 to go. Jackson Gordon trying to get in. Has to throw short. Austin Ash comes open. Up the floor they go to Tyson Gordon. He'll be able to get it into the front court. Tipped away from behind by Odie. And Odie crawls up one of the tables here. Almost taking out some of the newspaper reporters, but the ball goes out of bounds and stays with Scott. York really needs the turnover. They down by 6, a little too far for that foul and hope. And the ball comes in to Kudrin. They really get after him to Ash, and then Odie goes in for the steal and fouls Ash. And Austin Ash will go to the free throw line here where he's 4 for 4, has 7 points in the game, including a big three-pointer earlier this quarter. And now here comes Lucas and Hoffman and Westcamp, some guys that can stroke the three ball. So far in the ball game, Omaha Scott is 7 of 10 at the free throw line. They're shooting 42% right now to York's 36%. 1:03 to go in a two-possession game. And now it stays that way as the free throw's too strong and Westcamp gets the rebound. Still a 6-point lead, though. Danielson up the floor here for York. He hit the three last time. They double-team him. They are not going to let him beat him. They could get a two, so he does drive. Nice screen by Snodgrass. The layup is good. Timeout by York. They'll have one remaining. Great job by York. Too many teams panic and throw up bad threes. They were doubling Danielson out around the three-point arc. They were giving them the two. They took the two. And it is now Scott 40, York 36. 49 seconds remaining. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
State Tournament Basketball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. 49 seconds remains in the Class B State Championship. It is Omaha Scutt 40 and York 36. Scutt will inbound it against full court pressure. Don't forget, when we're done, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Then a little break until 4:30 when St. Cecilia and Ponca play for the C2 Championship here and on the Breeze. Again, it'll be Jackson Gordon to throw it in. Last time it went to Ash. This time it goes to Ash again. They trap him in the backcourt. He tries to dribble through. He lost it off his foot. It's stolen. Danielson scores and draws the foul. He tried to dribble between the double team and dribbled it off his foot. The 9-point lead is down to 2, and it could be 1. Danielson with 43 seconds to go. Each team with one timeout remaining. A jump ball would go to York. Danielson, who's missed his last two free throws, puts this one up, and it is in, and it is a 1-point game. Scutt 40, York 39. Pressure on again. They get it into Ash. Ash doubled, gets it over to Thomas. Gordon, Tyson, Gordon, and a quick foul. 39 seconds. So Tyson, Gordon, Jackson, Gordon, Austin, Ash. Those are the guys that are trying to keep the ball in their hands. Kudrin's in there. Skradsky's staying in there. He's got four fouls and might be able to get him an offensive board. A 1-1 now. Tyson Gordon, front end of the 1-1. On the way, it is good. And he'll get a second one. 41-39, Scutt. 39 seconds to go. Game one today went to overtime. Game two was close, but Kennesaw fell 32-25 to Lord Central Catholic. Scutt 41, York 39. Second free throw for Tyson Gordon, and it is up, and it skips out. No good. Garrett Snodgrass, the rebound, the outlet pass picked off. Andrew Murfeld picked it off, and a foul by Lucas. Oh, they never saw the little 5'10 sophomore guard. What a play he made. Nobody saw him. Snodgrass, that was a set play. You get the rebound, you hit your outlet, and you go. And now it'll be Jackson Gordon at the line to shoot two. We're in the double bonus. 33 seconds to go. And the first free throw by Jackson Gordon is on the way, and it's all net. Scutt 42, York 39. Coach Lamberty shouting out instructions. Can Jackson Gordon make it a two-possession game? The free throw takes a little extra time on the way, and it's good. So it is 43-39. Snodgrass throws it into Lucas. They're trying to deny it to Danielson, but they get it to Brady. Brady guarded here by Murfeld. Up the floor, Hoffman for three. It's no good. Danielson got the rebound. He's being hacked inside. A foul will be called. A 1-1 coming up with 22 seconds to go. Big offensive rebound for Brady Danielson. You can tell the tension and the stress on the faces of the York Dukes. Fighting so hard to get back in this game. Trailing by as much as 11. And Scutt has just always done whatever it's taken to kind of put that little pin in their side when they come back, when they make a run. But it's a 1-1 for Danielson. Key free throws. And there's the chance again. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 43-40. Scutt, 22 seconds remaining. Another free throw coming up for Brady Danielson. That is his 20th point of the game. He's 4 of 7 at the line. York has still only had 3 players score. Second free throw, got them both. 43-41. Scutt to throw it in. They've had a little problem here. They get it in on the short side to Murfeld. That's who they wanted to foul. Get it back to, oh, there's a travel. There's a travel. They got it back to Jackson Gordon. He was trying to lean in and get the foul called, and they call it traveling as he fell down. So Scutt will give up the basketball here. York's backcourt defense has been really good when they slapped it on. A 2-2 right now with 18 seconds remaining. And let's see if it's back to Danielson here as Jeb Lucas will throw it in for the Dukes. Right now they would take overtime. 43-41 Scutt. Lucas to throw it in. They get it to Danielson off the screen. Trying to run a two-man game. He'll just drive, shoot, and we got a blocking foul called on Omaha Scud, and Danielson is back to the line after the blocking foul on Austin Ash. 15 seconds remaining in the game. Danielson is going to have to do it at the line. He hit that key three-pointer off of that missed free throw that was tipped back to him by Snodgrass. Had they not hit that, that might have kind of been the game. They cut it from 9-6. Danielson trying to shake it off after the hard contact. Two free throws. First one up. Good. It's a one-point game. 43-42. Scott jumped out early. York has never tied it or led. Second free throw. To tie the game with 15 seconds. Danielson up. It is good. We are tied. Scott's going to try to bring it into the front court and then maybe call timeout. Of course, now York not putting on as much pressure. Scott can win it. Tyson Gordon walks the ball up the floor. 9 seconds. It looks like they're just going to run a play. 6 seconds. Gordon dribbles down the left sideline, throws it up for grabs. 3 seconds. Jackson at the horn. It's no good. We're going to overtime and a Class B championship. York wipes out that 9-point deficit here in the fourth quarter. They outscore Scott 20-14 in the fourth. They only had 23 points coming into the quarter. And your score, York 43, Scott 43. Our second overtime of the day, and we'll have it for you right after this on ESPN Radio.
Anderson Brothers can rewire your entire house or just add a handy outlet. We can fix an annoying drip or install a whole new kitchen and bath. We can change your furnace filter or convert your entire home to geothermal heat. After all, our name says it all. Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating. Turn to the experts at Anderson Brothers. Neighbors serving your neighborhood for over 65 years.
As a business owner, a concern during the winter is an icy parking lot. What product should you apply? Where do you get it? How do you know what product works best for company needs? Hi, this is Monty from NSG Transport. NSG is a bulk transport company with ice control products for any size of business, including one-ton totes, pallets of bags, and bulk salt. Keep your employees and customers safe this winter with ice control from NSG Transport based in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Visit NSGCO.com. That's NSG Transport at NSGCO.com.
The start of overtime. The ball in the air, and Omaha Scott will win the battle between Skratsky and Snodgrass. First time we've been tied since Scott scored the opening bucket. York has never led in this Class B title game, and we find ourselves in overtime. Remember, York had to go double overtime just to beat the 8-seed Crete on Thursday. We talked in the beginning about how their legs, their stamina would be. They looked tired, but they were also down. Here's a three-pointer by Ash, and he drains it. Scott didn't have to shoot the ball for the last 3 minutes of the half or the game in regulation, and they didn't worry about it. The game ran out and buried a three here by Ash, and it's 46-43. The ball goes through the hands of Tyler Cass, but it bounced off of him, and he's able to find it. Skyhawks really getting in after it with their defense, and York now trying to get their offense going after playing hurry up for so long. Danielson comes into the paint, draws contact, throws it up, and it spins in. Boy, Brady Danielson hits an incredibly tough shot. He's got 25 points in the game. Snodgrass has 13, and the other 7 belong to Lucas. They're the only ones that have scored. Gordon with 12, 10 for Ash, 12 for Kudrin, 8 for Skratsky. And it's 46-45 Scott, 2:45 to go here in overtime. Each team's only had it once, and we've used up this amount of time. Merfeld with it. Made a really big play on a steal after a missed free throw that helped get him a couple of more points. Here's Tyson Gordon. Gordon bounce pass, tried to get it into Skratsky. Couldn't handle it. It's off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover, Skyhawks. That'll be their 13th of the game. York has 9. Don't forget when we're done the New West postgame show, all the final stats. And then get you ready for the evening tripleheader. Scott and Ponk, or St. Cecilia and Ponk at 4:30. Prep and Bellevue West in A at 6:30. Fall City Sacred Heart and Riverside in D2 at 8:30. Three-pointer, Hoffman up and in, and York has their first lead of the championship. Unbelievable. 48-46 Dukes, and York fans coming out of their seat. Could this really happen? York, the bottom of the barrel athletically, not that long ago, trying to get a football basketball sweep. Merfeld with it. Nearly double dribbled on the defense against Hoffman. Gets it back out top to Jackson Gordon. 48-46 York, 1:45 to go. Tyson Gordon with a basketball between the circles. Gives it to Ash. He hit the three to start overtime. Behind the back, gets by Cass. Bounce pass Skratsky. Kicks it back out. Once it again, Skratsky working on Snodgrass. And a foul going to be called on Danielson coming on the wraparound to try to knock it out of his hands. Both teams are in the double bonus, so every foul is two free throws. And so for Brady Danielson, he just got his fourth foul. Got to be careful now. Also four fouls on Odie. Here's Skratsky, first of two. It's off the front of the iron, no good. 1:36 to go in overtime. York 48, Omaha Scott 46. Waiting the second free throw. It is up and it is in. A one-point game. And we get a timeout by Scud. Of course, you get an extra timeout when you go to overtime. So both teams had two coming into the overtime period. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 1:36 remaining in overtime. York 48, Scott 47 here on ESPN.
There's a lot of talk and worry about insurances these days. And a question like, is my doctor in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield is far too common. New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery wants to let you know that we are and will continue to be in-network with Blue Cross Blue Shield, along with many other insurances. With items like on-site X-ray, MRI, and casting and bracing, New West has what it takes to take care of you. Call New West Sports Medicine to schedule your appointment today. No referral necessary.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We have seen some comebacks today. We're in our second overtime. Thursday we had two double overtime games. One of those was York beating Crete 69-67. Broken Bow had beaten Boone Central Newman Grove 66-64. We had a couple of buzzer beaters, but no overtimes yesterday. Wahoo won the first game today in overtime over Winnebago, 70-66. And Lord Central Catholic won their third straight D1 title, beating Kennesaw 32-25. And although this one was low scoring for quite a while, the fourth quarter and overtime have thrown all kinds of spice into this Class B sauce. It is York 48, Scott 47, and it'll be York basketball after Scott made a free throw. And then a timeout. So they'll put the pressure on, get it to Brady Danielson, covered by Merfeld. Danielson, they try to double him, gets it across the timeline on the long pass to Jeb Lucas. Now York's opportunity to run some clock into Snodgrass. Thought about taking it inside. Ash was ready to get run over by the train. You could see him put both arms up, crossed, but he got rid of it. Back out to Westcamp. Down to a minute 15 to go. Into the corner, Lucas. Lucas dishes to Snodgrass. It went through his hands. York turns the basketball over. So Scott turned it over a couple of times in the last minute, and York took advantage. Now York turns it over, and Scott can take advantage. 1 minute to go in overtime. York 48, Scott 47. With it up top is Jackson Gordon trying to find Tyson. He's got it. 50 seconds to go. Out around center court. Do you hold for the last shot? Over to Merfeld. Merfeld on a high screen from Skurt Stradsky. Stradsky top of the key. They are being very patient. Another screen. Thought about the screen and roll. They're going to take it in, and Gordon's fouled. That is Jackson, the senior, taking it in. He had that last turnover of regulation that helped York get this thing tied up. Now he's got a chance. The foul is on Hoffman. And that is the fourth on Reed. So some foul problems for York if this goes any farther. Two shots now for Jackson Gordon. And Jackson, two of two at the line, missed it. Missed it. Scott's 11 of 18 at the line. York's 10 of 15. Still needs this one to tie it with 36 seconds to go. The senior Jackson Gordon takes a little extra time. Deep knee bend, fires it up, and hits it, and we are tied again, 48-48 in overtime. York has it. You know they're holding for one. Jeb Lucas will bring it, try to trap him. He needs some help. Throws it over to Danielson, almost an over and back. Had to be careful. 30 seconds to go up to Hoff, and he got fouled. And Skratsky not only committed the foul, he's fouled out of the basketball game. No, a York timeout. They got the timeout before the Skratsky foul. Boy, you can see the look on TJ's face. But he gets bailed out here because York calls a timeout with 24 seconds to go in overtime. We are knotted at 48 in the Class B final between York and Scott. Can York win the title? We'll find out in a moment.
It's on now, the largest in-house boat show to hit the Midwest. Now through March 17th, Buzz's Marine is showcasing the boating industry's best models. Tube, wake, and surf your way into summer in a new sport boat by Taiga or Four Winds or the all-new Value Pack Chaparral. Get ready to chase Monster Wally in a Larson FX, Starcraft, or Smokercraft fishing boat. Family fun is waiting for you in a new Sylvan Pontoon or Starcraft deck boat, or make a bold statement with the Crest Luxury Pontoon. Visit buzzesmarine.com for full details. The 60-second spring boat show now through March 17th. Buzz's Marine, South Central, Kearney.
York has only been in the state basketball finals one other time in the modern era, and that was in 1991 when they lost to Wahoo. They were the runner-up in 91, their only state championship in basketball, 1944. Can they get it done? They were down by as much as 11. And now we're in overtime, and they have the ball with 24 seconds to go. Hoffman to throw it in, just gets it into the backcourt to Lucas. Spreads the floor out. They're going to try to double him. Lucas calling for some help. Throws it to Danielson across the timeline. He comes. Ball poked away, but Snodgrass picked it up over to Danielson. Nearly stolen by Jackson Gordon. Now we're down to 10. They're having a hard time getting anything going. Danielson around two defenders. Floater on the baseline. In and out, no good. Skyhawks have the basketball. Will they call timeout? They're going to get a chance to shoot it at the horn. It is off the front of the iron. No good by Tyson Gordon. Brady Danielson actually reached in when he got across half court to try and tip it away, which is dangerous when you don't want to get called for a foul. Gordon was able to control it. And again, you just wait for that horn. It seemed like it took forever, but he got the shot off, and it's off the front of the rim. And for the second time in the state tournament, York is playing double overtime. And we'll have it for you right after this.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Let's keep playing. Double overtime here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Each team getting 5 points there in overtime. Now Snodgrass and TJ Skratsky will jump it again. This time Skratsky wins it. He won it in overtime. And Omaha Scott will get the first possession. Remember, Austin Ash hit a three-pointer to start the first overtime and then just the two free throws after that. Backdoor cut. Layup Merfeld is up and in. Jackson Gordon on the assist. Scott knew that they were going to win the tip. They probably figured they were going to win the tip. And they had a good play set up out of it. And Scott back on top. 50-48. Hopping into the corner to Lucas. Remember, a lot of players with four fouls now for York. On the left elbow, they're going to get it to Snodgrass. To Lucas for three. And they got the lead. Jeb Lucas hits the three-point bucket. And it is 51-50. York on top here in the second overtime. 3:20 to go. 25 for Ty Danielson. Lucas now with 10. 13 for Snodgrass. And then Hoffman hitting that three-point bucket there in the overtime that was so big. Here in the middle of the lane, turnaround jumper spins out. No good. Jackson Gordon, he has got a little more aggressive here in crunch time. And he got that in the paint. He had a good-looking shot. It just didn't want to go. Now York the ball in a one-point lead. They do a good job trying to trap at midcourt here, but they'll throw to Danielson, back to Lucas. Now how aggressive will York be? It's only a one-point lead. Remember, the biggest lead they've ever had was 2 in overtime. They never led in regulation. So a bucket here would give them their biggest lead. Danielson off the screen, pull-up free throw line, hits the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Tyson Gordon. Across the timeline with 2:30 to go in double overtime. 51-50, York leading Scott. And they'll spread it out here a little bit. Austin Ash, Danielson on him, man-to-man defense. They get it to Merfeld in the lane again. A little runner, no good. Tip try by Skretzky, no good. Rebound brought down by Hoffman, and York survives again. A couple of good looks the last two trips down by Scott, and they can't score. Hoffman, wide open three. Ball fake, drives off the glass, bouncing in. Reed Hoffman with his second bucket of the ball game, and York leads it by three, 53-50. 2 minutes to go here in overtime number two. Scott basketball, a bucket away from tying it. It'll be Tyson Gordon driving in, draws the contact, blocking foul, shot no good. And that's it for Brady Danielson. He has just fouled out of the basketball game with 1:47 to go in double overtime. The leading scorer. Some of the fans are watching it. Of course, you're not going to like it if you're from York. You're going to like it if you're from Scott. Danielson thought he had really good possession. What a way to go out. But he put this team on his back today. 25 points, 7 rebounds, had an assist, and only one turnover. Two free throws now. The first one is good by Tyson Gordon. York 53, Scott 51, 1:47 remains here in the second overtime. The official, as he got ready to throw the ball back in for the second free throw, found himself a little perspiration on the floor from where that collision occurred, and so he wants to try and dry that baby up. Again, a reminder, ESPN Radio, you're home tomorrow for Championship Sunday in college basketball, the NCAA selection show and breakdown from all of our folks at ESPN throughout the night. Get signed up for the Doug and Daddy Bracket Buster Challenge, free at ESPNSuperstation.com. Second free throw, Tyson Gordon, bouncing around, no good. And the rebound brought down by Hoffman. Reed secures it. They get it to Jeb Lucas. Scott is really overplaying the ball. Get it over to Westcamp, who checked in. Into the front court, Hoffman's wide open, drives the baseline at Skradsky, and he's going to get called for the block, and the shot is good. So you had our same official at both ends. He makes the call at both ends. He called it a block both times. This time, though, the bucket went in, and Skradsky has fouled out of the game. Number 55 with five, and TJ just a junior, so he'll be back here for Coach Juergens. But York now leads it by four. They overplayed the basketball with pressure, which is the right thing for Scott. But Hoffman got free, and Skradsky was the only person in the way. And Reed Hoffman now a chance to complete the three-point play, and he does. And York is up by five in second overtime, 56-51, a minute 30 to go. Now Scott's got to find a way. Tyson Gordon with a basketball off the ball screen. Gives it to Ash. Ash can't get a three away. Gives it to Jackson Gordon. Jackson starts to drive back to Ash. A deep three for Ash. It's all the way down and out. No good. Rebound. Odie foul on Scott. And now for the first time today, York can taste it. Scott was up nine in the fourth quarter. And York found a way to just claw and claw and claw, force a couple of big turnovers. They had a couple of big offensive rebounds. And now Odie to the line. The foul on Gordon is the fourth on Tyson. Two free throws, a chance to salt it away at the line. Odie's free throw is in. It rattled around for a while. York 57, Omaha Scott 51 in overtime number two. Hard to believe for Scott. They have got quiet. Second free throw, it's good. A seven-point lead in overtime is almost impossible to overcome. York's feeling it. Tyson Gordon brings it up. Gives it over to the man that's made most of the threes in Kudrin, but we haven't heard from him forever. They're trying to get him open. Now Gordon's just going to bring it in the lane. He'll put the floater up. We've got another blocking foul called on York. And two free throws with exactly 1 minute to go here for Tyson Gordon. They're going to call the foul on Snodgrass, and now he has four. So you've already got Danielson on the bench with five. Hoffman, Odie, Snodgrass all with four. Merfeld and Gordon with four for Scott, and already on the bench, Skradsky. And the free throw bounces around and falls through. So a much-needed point there for Omaha Scott. Exactly 1 minute to go in overtime number two. York 58, Scott 52. Second free throw now for Tyson Gordon. That's right through there, 58-53. Now can York handle the pressure? Scott didn't do a very good job in regulation, and Snodgrass a short throw in, and Hoffman is fouled immediately. See, when Scott threw it in, York was putting on the double team. They were able to force him to take a walk and then a turnover that led into a layup. Here, Scott got handsy right away and committed the foul. And the teams will sub in here. We got two free throws coming up. By the rule book, they shouldn't have come in yet, but because that was the fifth foul on Gordon, they'll allow it. And so the man that's handling the ball as the free throw is good by Hoffman. Tyson Gordon, the 6'3" sophomore point guard, has fouled out of the game. 59-53, York. Second free throw, Reed Hoffman. He's come up big in the overtime and double overtime. Hits them both. 60-53, a minute to go. Up the floor with it is Kudrin. Kudrin into the corner, driving the baseline, taking the shot. Merfeld missed it. Rebound, Snodgrass. It's keep away time for the Dukes. With it, Jeb Lucas expecting the foul. Now has to get out of there, and we're going to get a timeout called by York. Good play by Coach Scott Lamberty. 45 seconds to go in double overtime. It's York 60 and Scott 53. Remember, York only had 23 points through the first three quarters. They have scored 37 over the next 15 minutes. York 60, Scott 53. This timeout brought to you by ENT, Physicians of Kearney.
Is back pain keeping you from doing the activities you enjoy? Is hip, knee, or ankle pain making even the shortest walks difficult? Is hand, wrist, or finger pain making you cut tasks short or take frequent pauses? New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery is here to tell you that you don't have to live with the pain. With training in a wide range of specialties, New West has the doctor to get you back into the game. Schedule your appointment today. No referral is necessary. All major insurances accepted.
45 seconds remaining here in our second overtime, and it looks like York is going to get the job done as long as they can handle the basketball. They were down 9 in the fourth quarter and mounted the comeback. Now Scott has to do the same. 45 seconds remaining, 60-53 York, and York has the ball. Garrett Snodgrass to throw it in. They send Cass deep. They throw it underneath here to Hoffman. They try to trap him quickly. He uses his dribble up, throws over the top, and it's picked off by Ashton. He ran into his own teammate and lost it out of bounds. Oh, no. Grant Bertucci couldn't get out of the way. He didn't know that the train was coming down the tracks. Ash had made the steal. He would have cut it to 5. York to throw it in. You got to have some luck, don't you? Gets it to Hoffman, over the top to Lucas. Now they do have to foul, and Ash will foul with 34 seconds to go. Boy, you never know when the pressure's on. York was able to get the job done in the last minute of regulation, and it looked like Scott was going to get the big play here in the second overtime, but now it's down to the free throws. Jeb Lucas. York won it 31-0 in state football, and it looks like they're going to make the comeback here. There was no comeback needed in football as the free throw's up and in. 61-53, an 8-point lead by York. Again, York had never led until overtime. No point in regulation did they have the lead. Second free throw bouncing around, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Jackson Gordon. They're going to need some threes. Kudrin brings it up. He'll take a 30-footer, and he nailed it. Timeout, Omaha Scott. Jake Kudrin hit one from about 27 feet out there. And it is York 61, Scott 56, 27 seconds remaining in our second overtime. You never know. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. We'll be right back.
It's never too late for Endzone to increase your nitrogen efficiency this year. Endzone is designed to manage your nitrogen no matter what time you decide to apply your fertilizer. With Endzone's wide application window, you can even add Endzone at side dress time. Anytime you're going to apply nitrogen to your crops, you need to add Endzone. Talk to your local fertilizer and chemical dealer. Ask them to add Endzone to your fertilizer. If they don't handle Endzone Synergizer NutriPack, visit Mid Nebraska Chemicals at www.mncag.com.
State championships are all about some adrenaline and once in a while a little miracle. York pulled off a mini comeback. Can Scott do the same? A bomb of a three there by Jake Kudrin. And for Scott, he now has picked up his fifth three for 15 points. 61-56 York, 27 seconds. Snodgrass gets it into Lucas. They try to knock it away, and there is a foul called. The ball did get away, and for a minute, York Hart's dropped, but the foul is called. And we will walk to the other end after Kudrin committed the foul with 25 seconds remaining. York 61, Scott 56, second overtime. We had just one overtime in the C1 game. Wahoo 70-66 over Winnebago. Lucas free throw, no good. Each team with one timeout remaining. There's still time now because York's not putting anybody down for a rebound. So Scott, it'll be a two-possession game no matter what happens here. Lucas' second free throw on the way, and it's short. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Gordon can make it a one-possession game with a bucket here. Gordon down the lane, kicks it off. Three-pointer, Ash is up, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by Merfeld. Back out to Ash, 14 seconds. Over in the corner, Bertucci for three. It's no good. Bertucci with the rebound. Gets it to Ash. Ball fake over Snodgrass. No good. There's not enough time left. York's going to win the Billy State Championship as it goes out of bounds with 2 seconds remaining. The Skyhawks got all kinds of looks but could not bury a three that would have cut it to two. And York just has to inbound it, and their comeback will be complete. Snodgrass to throw it in with 2 seconds remaining, gets it to Lucas, and this ball game is over. The York Dukes, who never let in regulation, win it. The first boys basketball championship since 1944, and they've got something to put next to their state football championship. It didn't take long. York 61, Omaha Scott 56 in double overtime here on ESPN Radio. Coming up, the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Stay with us on KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
I was born and raised here in Hastings, Nebraska. My mom was in and out of hospitals since the age I was 2, and I lost her when I was 6. Every time I walked past that room, the memories I had with her and being with her has helped me be a more empathetic caregiver. It's an honor to be in the presence of people that took care of my mom. They made me feel always at home, and again, like I was an extension of them. I am the person I am today because of them. You cannot teach compassion. You cannot teach empathy. That's something that's just a part of you. If I can just make a difference in one person's life, then I've done my job. This is just the way that we care for our patients here and their families. I'm Megan Marble, Nursing Quality and Improvement Advisor at Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
Well, we are getting ready for the first presentation of the Sportsmanship Award because some of the consolation's done. I can tell you that when they line up, York's going to win that as well. And it looks like Broken Bow is going to win the C1 Sportsmanship Award as they get ready to hand that out. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. And they are loving it in York. I'm going to tell you, the lifers in York have had to go through quite a few rough seasons for boys sports. And now this group of juniors and seniors and a few of them before them have really brought the community of York to the forefront here. And they are a force to be reckoned with, winning the state football and state basketball championships. And here they do it in dramatic fashion, down by 9 in the fourth quarter. York able to win it over Scott, 61-56. Earlier today, that's double overtime. And in a single overtime in C1, Wahoo 70, Winnebago 66, and Lord Central Catholic 32-25 in D1 over Kennesaw. Coming up, St. Cecilia will play Ponca, 4:30 here on ESPN and The Breeze 94.5, your exclusive radio home of all the basketball state championship games, the only one in the state that does it here on ESPN. And then Class A, Creighton Prep and Bellevue West at 6:30, Riverside and Fall City Sacred Heart in D2 at around 8:30. Here are the final stats of today's double overtime basketball game. First off, for Omaha Scott, it was Jackson Gordon finishing with 5 points and 6 rebounds. Tyson Gordon tied for the team high with 15 points. He also pulled down 10 rebounds. And Jake Kudrin also had 15 points with 5 3-pointers. Austin Ash, 10 points, 7 rebounds. Tyler Skradsky, 9 points, 3 rebounds. Andrew Murfill, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Grant Bertucci had 2 rebounds in the basketball game. Overall, Omaha Scud had 23 points in the first half, 20 points in the second half, and then 5 in overtime and 8 in the second overtime. And they will finish with 56 points, 33 rebounds, 15 out of 23 from the free throw line, 7 of 23 from three-point land. They had 2 block shots and 15 turnovers. Scud ends up shooting 17 of 45 in the game and finishes 38% from the field in today's contest. For York, Jeb Lucas, 11 points, 2 rebounds as they cut the nets down. Jeb Lucas, 11 points and 2 rebounds here today for York. Reed Hoffman picks up 10 points, and he has 5 rebounds in the basketball game. Brady Danielson leads all scorers. The best performance today in the finals, 25 points, 7 rebounds. Tyler Cast, 4 rebounds. Garrett Snodgrass, 13 points, 9 rebounds. Simon Otey, 2 points, 2 rebounds. And Nick Westcamp had 1 rebound. York had only 14 points in the first half when they were down by 9. They scored 9 in the third. They come up with 20 in the fourth. So 14 in the first half, 29 in the second half, 5 in overtime, and 13 in the second overtime. And the Dukes finish with 61 points, an identical number of rebounds to Scott with 33. They had one more made free throw on one more attempt, 16 out of 24. They were 5 of 14 from three-point land, 4 blocks, 10 turnovers. They were 20 of 46 from the field. They ended up finishing at 43.5% here today. And York will end the season 27-1 with a 61-56 double overtime victory against Omaha Scott. The Skyhawks will end the year at 25-4. Scott will have the wrestling title, but they'll be the runner-up in football and basketball to York. And you've been listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show, certified inferior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Again, we've got 3 champions with 3 more to be crowned. Our consolation games are into the second quarter in D2, Mullen 16, Giltner 13. Earlier today, it was Lincoln Christian over Broken Bow, 68-49. BRLD, which is Bancroft Rosalie, Lions Decatur over UTAN, 73-62. And it was Johnson Brock winning D1, 63-54 over Heartland. Up next, St. Cecilia, Ponca. Randy Bushcutter will be bringing you home to bring our portion of the 2017-18 basketball season and winter sports season to an end. As I said at halftime and earlier today, a big thank you so much to all of those that do all the work behind the scenes, all of our producers, our engineers, our sales team, the crew back at Classic Hits 98.9, ESPN Radio, The Breeze, and 1230 AM KHAS, all the kind words that we receive throughout the year. The games are up on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com or PlatteRiverPreps.com. Check out our Facebook page at PlatteRiverPreps.com. So many photos from throughout the year. Any game that we broadcast is also up on the podcast. To our sponsors, again, thank you. Since this is my last game, again, a big thank you to the coaches and the athletic directors. For our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. We'll see you when conference and district and state track rolls along. And, of course, we will keep you up to date on what's going on through the spring sports season. Again, the final score in double overtime, York 61, Omaha Scott 56. Doug Duda from the Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln saying, have a great afternoon, everyone.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Does your printer have you frustrated? Are you always out of ink? Well, why try printing anything on your own? Let the experts at Copycat Printing help you out. That's what they've been doing for the last 30 years. They make printing easy with great customer service, fast production, and quality products. So stop into Copycat Printing in Kearney today, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Visit KearneyCopycat.com for free estimates. Keep up.